Ballots are in the hands of voters for Oregon's next mail-in election. It is a quiet election mostly, with strictly local items on ballots, school board seats and other positions on local district boards. But there are some pivotal tax measures on the ballot in places like Josephine County, long struggling with the state's lowest property tax rate and thin services to match. County government in Josephine County once depended heavily on federal timber dollars, and those don't amount to much now. So the May 16th ballot features Measure 1780, a serial property tax levy to raise money for the adult jail and reopen the county's closed juvenile shelter. Two guests we are trying to get, only one of whom we have at the moment, Dan DeYoung, Josephine County Commissioner, is being a little elusive on the phone, but that's the phone system I think we're dealing with in Josephine County. Joshua Robinson is the chair of the Josephine County Republicans and has come out, as his committee has come out in opposition to Measure 1780. He is with us so far. Joshua, thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So give us a sense of what the argument in opposition specifically to Measure 1780, the adult jail and juvenile detention five-year local option tax, is.
Well, the main thing is we had a vote in our central committee, and they voted unanimously to oppose the measure. And the main thing is we are not opposed to public safety or the sheriff. We want his department to be fully funded, and we support him fully. I think the sentiment is that we know that our economy is struggling in Josephine County, and there are a lot of people that are barely making ends meet, and there are people who have fixed incomes where they might get $1,000 to $2,000 a month, and they have property taxes of maybe $1,000 to $1,500 a month, and we know of many people who are having trouble paying their bills, and it boils down to people are having trouble making ends meet, and they don't want any raises in taxes.
All right, so it's not a matter of what dollar amount that you could stand at nothing. I mean, there really is no amount that the levy could be that would be acceptable?
I'm just representing what our central committee voted, and that was for this levy. There are a number of arguments that they put in there. That's the strongest argument, the economy. And I think many of our members in our committee would like to see public safety put first. And Commissioner Young, hopefully he'll come on. He could tell us. We'd have to hear from our commissioners what we could do, whether there are places in the county government where we could pull a little more money for the sheriff's department.
Okay, we got him. He's on the line now. So okay. I want to move to Dan DeYoung, who's one of the Josephine County commissioners, the three-person commission in Josephine County. Thanks for joining us today, Commissioner.
Thank you.
So first of all, to what Joshua Robinson was just talking about, the economy, I'm sure you've heard this a lot, about the concern about the fact that people just don't have a capacity to pay higher taxes in Josephine County, and I wondered what your take on that is.
Well, and I certainly understand that because, you know, Josephine County, since the downturn of the timber industry and stuff, we're basically, I guess you could call us a poor county as far as our natural resources and what we used to use to fund government and fund, you know, I mean, for Pete's sake, the timber industry, you know, build all our schools and built the courthouse. You know, it basically paid the freight on an awful lot of stuff that people thought, well, you know, if it goes away, it's no big deal. But we haven't had anything that'll bring that has taken its place. And so therefore, you know, we looked at a lot of stuff. There for a while, we depended on secure rural schools and, you know, help from the federal government.
And that was a bit of a safety net from the federal
government. Yes, exactly. You know, and that was, and I don't think that the federal government thought secure rural schools was going to be a permanent thing. In fact, I think going in, they said, you know, this is going to be temporary for so many years. And those years are done. And I think we have explained, you know, public officials have been trying to explain to the citizens that this time was coming, and now it's here. As far as can people afford it and, you know, can they or can't they, I'm not, you know, a big fan of anything because I'm a property owner in Josephine County, have been for 67 years. And, you know, I don't like to see property taxes go up. But then again, when we looked at it, when I came into office, I said, okay, let's find out all the different options, what can happen, and it needs to happen on a timeline that expires June 30th because that's when the money runs out. So We put together two different panels and you know, with six people on each panel, and some of them were repeats. And we just kicked around ideas. There were some really good ideas that came up, you know, cogeneration plant using burning solid waste, you know. You know, I turned to my chairman, Chairman Hare, who is involved with four different lawsuits on the federal government from the ONC side, you know, because they violated the ONC Act. And trying to get the government to fess up to that and actually pay up where they said, you know, do what they said they were going to do years ago, that just hits a roadblock every time. But we're still working on that. So going, it just had, you know, the only thing we can do between now and June 30th, July 1st, is on a temporary basis on a, to build a bridge is property tax, and it's under $1.93 is what we came up with. So
I noticed that, and I was going to ask how much tinkering and adjusting went into Measure 1780, particularly given the failures that have gone before. The last one was $1.42, wasn't it?
Yeah, $1.43, $1.42, somewhere in there. The one before that was $1.40. This also, you know, the Board of County Commissioners, we moved this forward and referred it to the voter, but we also stood behind our sheriff. Our sheriff's the one that brought the – Sheriff Daniels is the one that brought this proposal to the board to see if the board would move it forward to the voter, and that's what we did because it was a good proposal in our mind. And, yes, I fully understand. You know, Joshua mentioned that there are a lot of people out there just can't afford this. But I really – another thing that goes around is a misconception because the way our system works, our tax collector, the Josephine County tax collector, collects taxes for many, many entities, Rural Community College, 4-H, you name it, and then redisperses those funds. So when people write the check out to the Josephine County tax collector for $2,800, they say, well, that county ought to be able to get by on $2,800. If they can't, I don't want to know the reason why. And when you actually look at your tax statement and do the math, out of a $2,800, my own personal one is $2,800, and $131 went to Josephine County. The rest went to other entities. Yeah, I wrote the check out to Josephine County for $2,800, but Josephine County does not get that whole thing. They get very little of it. And that's what people need to understand. If they really knew how much it would affect them, in my particular instance, it's right at $17 a month is how much my tax burden is going to go up, mm-hmm. $17 a month. And, you know, can I find $17 a month in order to have a jail, you know, semi-functioning and also juvenile detention? Yeah, I'm going to find that $17. Some people don't have that ability to do that, mm-hmm. and I get all of that. But I shiver to think that what we're going through right now and it getting even worse with only 90 jail beds to 100 jail beds after June 30th, I hate to consider that as being the normal in Josephine County.
All right, we're talking about ballot measure 17-80, which is a Josephine County only measure to put a 5-year local option tax into effect.
Yep.
We're talking to Dan DeYoung, Josephine County Commissioner, Joshua Robinson. He's the chair of the Josephine County Republicans, which the Central Committee stands in opposition to this and the other ballot measures in Josephine County that we'll talk to. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So Joshua Robinson, to the amount here we're talking about, 93 cents per $1,000 assessed valuation. So basically $1 a thousand. If your house is worth $100,000, you'll pay $100 more a year. Is that too much, you think, for some people?
Well, it is to some people, depending upon what they have. There are older people who are retired throughout the valley who have fixed incomes. I was talking to somebody last week who mentioned that she's going to have trouble making her house payments, and I know she's in support of the levy. But there are a lot of people throughout our valley that are having trouble making ends meet, and we have to figure out how we can reduce expenditures so that people can do better in this valley and so that we can keep the good citizens that we have in this valley. I think, and Commissioner Young mentioned, a lot of people don't know where their money goes. It's good that people know where it goes so they can decide what services they want and what services they don't want. And I think we need to prioritize so that we take care of our public safety, which is very important.
So let's get into that claim, because I noticed it made in a couple of places in the voters' pamphlet and arguments in opposition, Dan DeYoung, that the complaint that people perceive the commissioners as not funding public safety first. What is the truth there?
Well, and I'll just go back to the very beginning, because Joshua makes a very good point. They need to know where their money goes. So there's 58 cents. That 58 cents a thousand generates roughly $4.1 million. Of that $4.1 million, roughly 68% of that goes to the sheriff's department, and then he was made up through Secure Rural Schools and funded the jail and some patrol and the amount of patrol he has had. secure rural schools goes away, that's roughly, oh, I think it was $4.5 million. So there's a little bit of a shortfall there. He still gets the 60%, 68%, which is roughly $2.7 million of the $4.1 million generated. Now, the other pieces of the pie that go into that $4.1 million are the department, like the assessor's department, the treasurer's department. Those are things that have to be done in order to collect the $4.1 million. And so it's part of that cost of doing business. Now, if we get the jail levy passes, that's going to generate, oh, I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 million. That is going to go all to the sheriff's department. He's going to continue to get the 68%. So he will, you know, because he's got a shortfall, he's going to be able to fund the jail at 100, step the jail up to 185 beds. And then we added a 9-cent thing to his proposal originally, 84 cents a thousand. And the Board of County Commissioners added 9 cents to that to make it 93 cents a thousand to fund the, reopen the juvenile detention. Now, one of the things, and this is always, you know, we've got so much negative here, you know, let's throw a positive out there. This year, there was a bond to build the actual building, the jail building, and it expires this year. It'll be paid off in November this year. And that's 13 cents a thousand. So the 93 cents a thousand that's on the ballot will become 80 cents a thousand at the end of this year. So it goes down even more. And, you know, at 80 cents a thousand, if it's $100 a year, it's roughly $8 a month. And I realize that that is tough for some people. You know, but when I had a mortgage, my tax statement said, this is not a bill. Your mortgage company will take care of it. And then I'll tell you, my house payment was roughly $1,200 a month. And when I got my coupon book, my house payment went up $11 a month. And I thought, wow, that's less than 1%. I'm okay with that. But if it's $11 a month in the form of a tax levy, my gosh, it's the end of the world. So I want people to actually calculate their math out. And they got a little card in the mail from Josephine County showing what that address, what the impact was, annual impact on that address was. My own personal one, $215. So it's around $17 to $18 a month is what it's going to increase my obligation.
All right, let's take some calls here. We have Paul in Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Commissioner Dan DeYoung and Joshua Robinson from the Josephine County Republicans.
Good morning. Have you, in fact, started to tax the proceeds of all of the marijuana activity going on in Josephine County? That's one question. And I'm going to stay on the line, Jeff, if you'll pardon me for doing that, when that question gets answered. And then the second question is, where are the deliverables? The issue that many of us have in Josephine County with passing a quote-unquote safety levy is we never see a deliverable out of the Sheriff's Department. This just feels like a backdoor attempt to fund the sheriff without having accountability. Okay, I'll take my answers here, but if you don't mind, I'm going to stay on. I may have a follow-on question.
Okay, let me start. The first one was
about taxes on marijuana.
Taxes on marijuana. Okay, where our hands are tied, and I think all of us looked at the cannabis industry that, you know, it may very well replace the timber industry. And it has that potential, except it got stopped at the state legislature, and the state said all money, fees, licenses and everything go to the OLCC. They all go north, and then they're redistributed to us basically by population. We have only just north of 83,000 people in Josephine County, so our share of that money is very small. And so I will give you an example. We got our first dispensaries share check the other day, and it was for a four-month period. It was $9,000. So you do the math, it's $27,000 a year. That hardly is enough to do. It's money. It's income. You bet, it's revenue. But it isn't what we think we should get out of the cannabis industry, as huge as that industry is.
And the other question was about deliverables. And this is always a big one, is exactly where is the money going to go?
Well, it's stated very clearly in the ballot language that this is going to go to open the jail to 185 beds. It is presently at 130. If the measure fails, it'll be down to right around 100. So we're going to go from 130 to 185. That's number one. Number two is it's going to supply a resident deputy in Cave Junction, Williams, and the North Valley area. Now, the money that he now, because this is fully going to fund the jail, the money that he now has to place into jail staffing, the sheriff is going to be able to pull that money out, and there's not much left, but he's going to be able to pull what money's there and put those into patrol. That's number one. Number two is there is a law enforcement reserve of roughly $2 million. And they would say, well, just spend that. Well, we're going to spend that, but we're going to do it over a five-year period. So we're going to take $400,000 a year out of that reserve, and we're going to pay that. We're going to borrow that reserve right on down to zero at the end of 5 years, and we're going to take $400,000, which you'll be able to move into patrol. There's also an audit every year. At the end of every year, you ask about deliverables. That system, the whole system is going to be audited every year to make sure that the money's going exactly where it's going. Now, another thing that I guess it's not frustrating to me, but it's interesting to me. I had a lady at one of our sheriff and I have been doing some forums on this particular subject at invitation of different groups throughout the county. And one lady brought up, she had a very, very good question. She says, well, why should I give you the money? You never do what you say you're going to do with it. And I said, ma'am, just 5 minutes ago, you said that 8 to 10 levies in the past have failed. And that, so I don't know where you're basing on the fact that that we're not going to do what we say we're going to do because we never have, but realize you've never given us the money, and so there's really no basis for that argument to say you're not going to do with it what you say you're going to do with it because we've never gotten the money. I'm saying give us a shot on this one, whole different, you know, and I get, you know, I've lived here all my life, so I've seen the huge amounts of money come in here from ONC that was absolutely plundered. I'm sorry, but I saw it. I've seen it for years. It was not very responsible of government to do with the money what they did with the money. But this is a whole, these are different times, different people. You've got three county commissioners that are seated in Josephine County that we were, all three of us were born and raised in Josephine County. That's pretty important.
Joshua Robinson, are you at least somewhat mollified at the Josephine County Republicans that there's a greater effort to not only reduce the amount of the levy but also to spell out where it's going to go?
Yes, many of our members have mentioned that. The resolution that was passed on the 23rd also mentioned that, and I think Commissioner Young has done a pretty good job telling us where it's going to go.
But it's just an issue of money again. You just don't think people can afford it?
I think it's mainly an issue of money because sometimes, I mean, in my household, if I don't have the money, I can't spend it. And we have to look at what we have and how we can appropriate it appropriately so that we can get the best services we can. And if we don't have it, we have to do it. And one thing to remember also is if this, either way, however this levy goes, and I think the commissioners would do that. We have to respect the voters. And if the voters say no or they say yes, however that goes, we have to respect the voters and say that that's what the voters want and we'll make the best of it.
Yeah, and I agree 100%, Joshua, because you know what? I don't mean to interject here, but we've already figured out the budget both the ways. That's how the numbers came about on that fact sheet. We are figuring, we figured the budget, and tonight is our first budget meeting, but our budget is we can't bet on this thing passing, so we have to bet on it failing. And we've got a budget both ways. That's why it's spelled out in that fact sheet what is going to happen if it fails. We know exactly what resources we'll have and what areas we'll be able to spend it on.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Dan DeYoung is Josephine County Commissioner. Joshua Robinson, the chair of the Josephine County Republicans. We're talking about Measure 1780, which is a serial levy to fund public safety services. Here's Greg in Grants Pass. Welcome to The Exchange. Greg, you there?
Hello, this is Gary.
Oh, go ahead, Gary.
All right. Reading recently defeated a public safety issue in the city 2-1, and the main reason was simply trust. We have a dishonest city council that would not stipulate or delegate the money specifically to public safety. It was going into the general fund, and so the people said no. So that's the only reason I call. It has to be trust. And our city council was just mentioned, if you don't have the money, you don't spend it. It makes no difference to Reading City Council. They spend it whether it's there or not. And they had no backup plan. If the tax failed, they were sure it would pass. So anyway, back to it. It was trust. Thanks very much for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Was that levy that failed, was that in Cave Junction, sir?
He was in Reading.
Oh, Reading.
Reading was what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So, you know, actually, I did some math here, Joshua Robinson, and figured out that if this passes, so Josephine County's rate already is 58.67 cents per thousand. Add the 93 cents per thousand on top of that, you get 1.5167, $1.51 and 67 hundredths, which would still be lower than Jackson or Klamath counties.
Yeah, Jackson County is roughly $2. I think it's, I've heard $2.09. I've heard $2.19. So, you know, and here's just something. This is just quick math. When we collect $4.1 million here in Josephine County, because they're four times what we are, when we collect four, they Jackson County collects 16. Now, our assessed value collects $4.1 million. Their assessed value in Jackson County is 4.5 times what the assessed value is in Josephine County. So their $16 million now goes to roughly $64 million.
Right, so more valuable property.
Yeah,
sure.
You bet. So okay, you know who's got the sheriff cars and who doesn't.
Right. So final question to Joshua Robinson, because there also there's the renewal of a local option tax for the animal shelter, the formation of a library district on the ballot as well. And does the Josephine County Republican Central Committee oppose those as well?
Yes, they are opposing both of those.
For all the same reasons, just because you just don't think people can afford it?
Yes, yes. We have a lot of retired people and old-timers in this valley who have small farms. And as Commissioner Yunt said, yes, the industry is changing in Josephine County, mainly because we've lost our timber revenue and access to our forests. But we would like to keep our old-time residents and our retired people in this valley, and we want to make things as easy as we can for them. And everybody knows that we're all paying a lot in taxes. It's not just our local taxes. It's our state and federal taxes.
Okay. Another election coming up on May 16th, and that's ballot measure 1780. That's the major one we talked about here. Also 1777, which is the animal shelter levy, and the library district formation with 1779. Joshua Robinson from the GOP, Dan DeYoung from Jackson, Josephine County Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us today in the
You're
exchange.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having us on.